I've set the cremation of Sam McGee to star of the county down as a march. So, Tony, following that lead, has done something similar, so now it's your turn to talk.
This is a poem by...
Do you understand?
It's a poem
it
by
could get ugly.
Ernest Lawrence Thayer, who was a journalist, and was written before the turn of the century, before the turn of the 20th century.
Yeah, there's two of them now, aren't there?
Late 1800s, yes.
And did you read it in the paper?
No, but it was published in the San Francisco Chronicle, I believe, where it promptly slipped beneath the waves and was forgotten for about 3 or 4 years. And then a vaudeville performer picked it up and began to work it as a recitation. It's gone through many, many changes since then. Disney made an animated cartoon feature of it. So it starts out...
Just go ahead and start. I'm not going to do the beginning noodle because I forget it, but I'll catch it later.
Well, the outlook was brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. For the sport that 4-2 with much money left to play. When Cooney died at first and Burrow did the same, a pall-like silence fell upon the patrons of the game. The staggering few got up to leave in deep despair the rest. Come to that hope which springs eternal in the human breast. They thought if only Casey could get a whack at that, they'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat. At the bat,
at the bat,
at the bat.
They'd put up even money now with Casey at the bat.
But Flynn preceded Casey, and likewise Jimmy Blake. The former was a hoodoo and the latter was a cake. So on that stricken multitude, grim melancholy sat. There seemed but little chance of Casey getting to the bat. But Flynn let fly a single to the wonderment of all. And Blake, the much despised, tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust was settled and men saw what had occurred, there was Jimmy safe at second. Then a hugging third, a hugging third,
a hugging third, a hugging third.
There was Jimmy safe at second, and then a hugging third. Then from 5,000 throats or more there came a lusty yell. It rumbled through the valley and it rattled in the dell. It pounded on the mountain and resounded to the flat. Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing and a smile in Casey's face. And when responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his hat. No stranger in the crowd could doubt was Casey at the bat. At the bat,
at the bat,
at the bat. No stranger in the crowd could doubt was Casey at the bat. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands in dirt. 5,000 tongues applauded as he wiped him on his shirt. And while the writhing pitcher conned the ball into his hip, defiance flashed in Casey's eyes, a sneer curled Casey's lip. And now the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the air. But Casey stood a-watching in an haughty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. That ain't my style, said Casey. Strike one, the umpire said,
the umpire said,
the umpire said,
the umpire said.
That ain't my style, said Casey. Strike one, the umpire said. From the benches black with people, then there came a muffled roar, like the pounding of the storm waves on a far and distant shore. Kill him, kill the umpire, shouted someone in the stand. And it's likely they'd have killed him had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's vision shone. He stilled the rising tumult and he bid the game go on. He nodded to the pitcher, once again the dumb sphere flew. But Casey still ignored it and the umpire said strike two.
Strike two!
Strike two!
Said strike two!
Strike two!
Oh, Casey still ignored it, and the umpire said, strike two. Fraud! Cried the maddened thousand, and the echo answered, fraud! One scornful look from Casey, and the audience was awed. They saw his stirrups was fixed, they saw his flinches change. They knew that Casey wouldn't let that go. Casey's lip, his teeth are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel violence, his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher has the ball, and now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Casey's blow!
Casey's blow!
Casey's blow!
Casey's blow!
And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. Somewhere the band is playing, and somewhere hearts are light. Somewhere men are laughing, and little children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out, has struck out,
has struck out.
There is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey.